You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for us to give you a trending report. What's trending? What's going on? Well, big game for the Nuggets tonight against the Lakers. Game 4. They have a chance to tie that series up. I have a feeling they're going to do that.
I do. Too. I do too. I got good vibes.
They essentially outplayed the Lakers in Game 2. Then they won Game 3. I think they're in the Lakers' heads now.
According to the sports guys next door on our sports station, they said they're going to leave it all out on the court.
Go Nug Puppies. The Rockies lost to the Giants last night. Their playoff chances now stand at 0.2%. That is 2 in 1,000. But there's 5 games left in the year. They still have a mathematical chance.
Pull it off.
Never happened. One other sports story that I read, and this was interesting to me. This might even be a bigger segment on our show. 1 in 3 sports fans say they have a sixth sense for what's about to happen in a game.
Like they can feel it, like it's coming. Like,
I used to amaze and astound my son when I would predict a play in the NFL. We'd be watching a game, and I was able to predict what play they were going to run before they broke the huddle.
Really?
That was my sixth
flea flicker.
Sense.
Flea flicker coming up.
Don't you wish?
Thick fence.
That's all Jeremy wants is more flea
flickers. Every game needs more flea flickers.
Pandemic news. The Johnson & Johnson company has announced that their vaccine is now in the final phase of testing.
Good.
60,000 volunteers. Would you have been a volunteer for that?
Stick me all day long.
See, yeah, I feel the
I
same
think
way.
I would.
I would have gone for that.
Yeah.
That makes now 4 major vaccine trials that are in the final stages, getting close to wrapping up. This one, the one from J&J, would only require 1 shot instead of 2. Did you tell me this morning that some of them said 3 shots?
My doctor, when I went in for my last physical, was saying they weren't quite sure yet. He said he'd heard of a 1 shot, a 2 shot, and a 3 shot. Like
my
these
goodness.
Boosters. So, I don't know. 1 shot is definitely better.
But unless 2 shots is more potent.
A little more potent, yeah. But then it's 2 shots. Ugh. Are you a shots guy? Do you like them?
They don't bother me at
really?
All.
Really? Ooh, I don't like them.
Gretchen and Zoe got a regular flu shot the other day. At the pharmacy in the grocery store by our house, they were paying you to get a flu shot.
How much?
A $10 gift card to the grocery store.
No way.
So they each did it. They each got a
$10. They each got 3.
And they said when they turned around, the line behind them was pretty long. I mean, have grocery stores been doing that for years and I just didn't know?
I don't know. I don't feel like I would want to do that at a grocery store. I'd want to go to like a doctor's office.
But it's a pharmacy.
Yeah,
it's not just in the produce section.
Oh, I thought it was down on like the Pop-Tarts aisle.
Yeah, right there where they hand out the cereal. They're like,
you got a little table set up and
have some Cocoa Puffs and a
boom.
That was a pharmacy, ding dong.
Oh.
Last thing I have is this survey that was done. They're asking people, what are you hard on yourself about? Like, really getting down on yourself. They asked 2,000 people. And apparently we are, just as a nation, we're pretty rough on ourselves. The top 10 included things like bad decisions you've made in the past. That was number 1. Well, yes. I think we're all
sure,
hard on ourselves
about the past is the past. Get over it.
This was number 3. How you look in pictures... Well,
yeah.
Some people have every right to feel bad about it.
You look at it and you're like, ugh.
Let's see, not exercising enough was in there. Plans that you never accomplished is what gets people down on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then number 9 was comparing yourself to other people.
Shouldn't
That's
do that,
part
right?
of the you know, the insidious nature of social media is that people all post, you know, their most glamorous, beautiful shots. And the people are like, dang, I don't look like
you
that.
You have filters and
right. Yeah.
And staged locations and
yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I get down on myself a lot for being too good looking a lot of times. Like, I just feel like, you know, when people see me, they get sad because they're not as good looking. It's just something I've been dealing with for a lot of years. It's too good looking.
What else is trending?
Let's talk about cereals, since we were just talking about the grocery store. For years and years, cereal companies have been tweaking their brands to make them a little bit healthier. They've been getting rid of like the artificial flavors and colors and all the extra sugar.
Yeah.
And the consensus is that all those cereals pretty much suck.
Oh,
and the first people to raise their hands and say, yeah, these suck, is General Mills, the people that are making the cereals. So they just announced that they're permanently bringing back their 80s taste, quote, of their four major brands, which is Trix, Cocoa Puffs, Golden Grahams, and Cookie Crisp. So basically, they're going to be backing up a dump truck full of sugar and dumping it into the cereal vats, and everything's going to taste good again. They say mainly, well, one, they're doing it so it does taste good, and then two, they say millennials are nostalgic for cereals they grew up eating, and they want that taste, so they're calling it Retro Recipes. And they're going to be hitting the stores right now, so you can get full-strength Trix now.
So, a lot of sugar, I get that. But also, didn't you say that they have been taking out the artificial flavors?
Mm-hmm.
So, they're going to throw artificial flavors
back in.
Back in,
yeah. Lab flavors. Yum.
Are lab flavors necessarily bad for you? Or are we just on this kick of getting rid of anything that's artificial?
I think so. I mean, I've watched a couple docuseries on food and stuff, and like artificial flavors are in everything.
Yeah, but if we're going to get
There's a lab created flavor in it.
If we're going to get rid of everything that's artificial, a lot of people are going to disappear.
Right?
We'll work with a bunch of fake people.
This is kind of cool. There's a new product coming out called the Burrito Pop. And it's basically a tube for your burrito. And it looks like a giant thing of chapstick, minus the chapstick. And in its place, you slide a burrito down in there. Twisty thing on the bottom. And as you're pounding down your burrito, you give it a twist and it scoots up just a little bit.
If this ends up being a $1 million idea, I'm going to kick myself because I should have thought of this because I suck at burrito maintenance.
You got clumsy hands.
Well, they fall apart on me, and everybody else around them has just got theirs perfectly neat and orderly. And I'm like,
what are you doing to that burrito?
I don't know.
You must be rabid. You must be really hungry when you're eating it.
How much are these tubes?
$28. They're taking orders on Kickstarter right now.
That seems a little.
It's a gimmicky thing. I mean, you'll buy one of these, use it once, and then it'll be rolling around in your trunk, probably.
It'll be like my Ebelskiver maker.
Just like that. Yes. Can you eat those? Okay.
Those are easy. They're bite-sized, so you just pop it in your mouth.
Right. Speaking of eating stuff, I didn't know this, but I guess black licorice is extremely dangerous. I love me some black licorice. Story says 54-year-old dude in Boston recently passed away because he OD'd on the black licorice and his heart seized up. The thing is he was eating about a bag and a half every day for a few weeks. And it's got some sort of fancy scientific acid in it, and it throws all the nutrients in your body out of whack. Mm-hmm. Even if you eat like as little as 2 ounces a day for 2 weeks, it says it can really jack with you, especially
messes
people over
things,
40.
Yeah,
it
messes with things like electrolytes and minerals and stuff like that. And the FDA is well aware of it, and they just try to warn people, don't eat too much of this such and such. And they have limited products so they can have no more than 3% of the product can contain this
here. I don't know how to say it. I pulled it up on YouTube. Here you go.
Glycyrrhizic.
What?
Glycyrrhizic.
Glycyrrhizic acid.
Yeah. So that's what it's full of, and I guess it jacks up
also,
your body.
It's also in some other products, including some beers.
Oh, no. I like black licorice. Are you a black licorice fan? I know people just like they see it and they're like, whoa.
It's a love hate for people. I think
I like it. I like the way it makes my mouth feel.
How does it make your mouth feel?
It's a cooling sensation.
Do I even want to know this? I probably don't. I don't even want to think about your mouth. Ugh.
It's one of those things when you breathe in and it's like, whoa.
That's also the same reason why some people don't like Jägermeister, because they say it tastes like licorice.
Sure does, bud.
Or cough syrup or something
sure
like that.
Let's go ahead and jump into clickbait.
Really?
Yeah.
Clickbait.
Do you want anything else?
No, I want clickbait.
There's nothing else. Let's do clickbait. Yeah, go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a link to a video and the story about this little 7-year-old dude out in Pennsylvania, and his name is Theo. And Theo was bored at home, so his neighbors gave him a pogo stick during the pandemic year. And Theo just crushed the world record for the most jumps in a row. Now, the previous record was just 376 jumps. Doesn't seem that difficult.
Mm-mm.
Theo just did 2,309 jumps in a row.
Dang.
Oh, yeah. Put that on your resume.
Put that on your plate. Here's my question.
What?
Who sits there and counts all of that?
I don't know.
Who's the person who has to sit there? 1,001, 1,002, 2,553, 2,500. Yeah.
And then how many times did he like fall off and he had to start over? And you're like, one, two. Worst gift ever. You can check it out on our Facebook. Search Tom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now. Your boys in the morning.